know that you guys have had a lot of momentum towards making Sitka bike friendly, but we're about to take that to the next level, right?
That's what it looks like. We've been thrilled with the support that we've received, and really we've had some very energetic, enthusiastic volunteers in our group who've drafted this next step, which is a 12-hour ban on all fossil fuel burning vehicles from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So I think that ban is going to really serve the bicycle community well.
You're not calling it a car ban, though. It's got kind of a name with a little ring to it.
Some of the authors have called it the bike by day, drive by night. And it's really not so much a prohibition of cars as it is an endorsement of alternatives, alternative methods of transportation, bikes being one of them.
If people don't want to bike, I mean, there might be people out there who don't want to ride their bikes, or maybe they don't think they remember how. Is it going to be off limits to walk during the cycling period, the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. cycling period?
We're still talking about that. We have some details to iron out, but walking is certainly, you know, going to be acceptable during most of the day.
Are you expecting any pushback from the public on this at all? I know a lot of people are attached to their cars. There's quite a lot of status wrapped up in the vehicle.
Yeah, I think we're pretty politically savvy, and we don't see any pushback whatsoever.
This is obviously a tremendous coup for your organization and for a community that's looking to take a leadership position in reducing carbon emissions and trying to rein in global climate change. What else would there be for you if this ordinance comes to pass?
There has been some talk of a horse and buggy system. Yes, there's been some concerns. There hasn't been a lot of, quote, public input around this plan, and there are some details need to be worked out. But that's one component we may want to really look at. There's a lot of cleaning issues. This is bear country. Horses need to be managed in a certain way. Bringing up, 500 or 1,000 horses may cause some real shifts in how our community operates. So we need to work on some of those details as well.
I can see you're thinking about it.
Yeah, the wheels are turning.
The carriage wheels.
The carriage, yeah, that's exactly right. The carriage wheels are turning. The horse is just one part of an overall package of alternative, non-motorized, non-polluting forms of transportation that we're going to really embrace. And I think the bike will really be at the center of that.